Now, the fifth and last of the five Buddhas is Amoga City, the green Buddha. City means success or ripeness or perfection, and Amoga is unobstructed or unimpeded. So Amoga City is the unobstructed success or the unimpeded perfection, and he represents the practical aspect of enlightenment. Amoga City represents the mysterious, almost the occult activity of the enlightened mind. Not necessarily an external activity. It may be an activity of non-activity, action in non-action, as the Taoists and Zen people say. But something very mysterious, occult, as I said, and very efficacious. And Amoga City occupies the northern quarter of the mandala. And his emblem is the double vajra. Two vajras placed one across the other. And this symbolizes, this represents the union of the positive and negative forces of the cosmos and of the human psyche. Thus, as the color green is a sort of union of blue and yellow. In the same way, Amoga City's emblem, the double vajra, the crossed vajra, represents the union, the conjunction, if you like, of all the positive and negative forces in the universe. And the mudra of Amoga City, the hand position, is the Abhaya mudra, the mudra of fearlessness, the mudra which says, fear not, don't be afraid. So this represents the fact that enlightenment, the experience of enlightenment, bestows fearlessness or confidence. One can't imagine an enlightened person being afraid. There are many episodes in the Buddha's life which reveal his very characteristic confidence and fearlessness. Whether it was going through a dark jungle infested by bandits, or whether it was when certain people wanted to beat him up, even murder him, he didn't mind. Once it so happened, we are taught in the scriptures, that a band of murderers had been hired to do away with the Buddha by his enemies. And the Buddha's disciples were very alarmed. So they gathered together, made a great ring round him. They were going to protect him. So the Buddha called them and he said, "What is this?" So they said, "Lord, a report has been received that certain people, certain enemies of yours, have set on murderers to do away with your life. So we have gathered to guard you, to protect you." So the Buddha said, "You may all go away." A Buddha, as a targeter, needs no protection from anyone. So he sent them all away, and he sat there all by himself all night. And of course, nothing happened. All those people apparently just melted away. So there he sat all night. Nothing happened. So Amoga City represents, with his Abhaya mudra, his gesture of fearlessness, this aspect of enlightenment, this aspect of fearlessness and confidence. In the Mahayana especially, great importance is attached to this. If you're not fearless, if you're not confident, if you're not even bold, then you make no approach to enlightenment. One need not, of course, be aggressive. You need not be overconfident. But there's no need to be timid or hesitant or humble in the Uriah Heep sense. These are not Buddhist virtues. Amoga City is associated with the all-performing wisdom, because the enlightened mind, the mind of a Buddha, actively devotes itself to the welfare of all living beings, and devises many skillful means, upaya kaushalyas as they're called, to help living beings, and does this very naturally and spontaneously. No question of sort of thinking it out, how can I help, what can I do? It just happens quite naturally and quite spontaneously. So these are the five Buddhas: the white Buddha, the blue Buddha, the yellow Buddha, the red Buddha, the green Buddha. And this is the mandala, the circle of symbolic forms of the five Buddhas. One at the center, the white one at the center, one to the east, the green one, one to the west, the red one, one to the south, the yellow one, one to the north also. You can work it out for yourself. You've got your little charts, it's all there. But I must warn you, as I said, that sometimes the correlations vary just a little. So I hope now, with the help of your imaginations, with the help also of your charts, you can see this picture of the mandala of the five Buddhas standing out quite clearly. Now the five Buddhas, as you'll also see from your charts, are associated or rather correlated with various other sets of five. Correlated with the five aggregates, the five skandhas, into which all conditioned existence is analyzed. That is, they form feeling, perception, impulses and consciousness. Also correlated with the five poisons or passions, the five elements, five animals, etc. All this is included in your chart, and its significance will emerge, I hope, a little later on.